a conversation, whether it be about church, whether it be about my job here, whether it be about life or faith or what's next, I believe Coach Carroll is on a walk to Emmaus. And I believe that the Lord is walking with him. And he might not see him yet or recognize him. But I believe soon the Lord is going to break the bread. That Coach Carroll will come to know Jesus. And I will jump for joy like a little boy with birthday cake when that happens. And so I ask you today, is the Word of God coming alive in your life? Is the Word of God changing you and changing and shaping and forming how you are living? Is there a fire that sets inside that, like, when you watch a hockey game, there's a fire inside, but maybe that fire is burning even more for the gospel? That the Lord wants to use you, that he wants to meet with you on the road to Emmaus. And that as he meets with you on that road, you're not going to continue down the road, but you're actually, when you get there and he meets with you and you experience it, he's going to send you back to tell others. And so we're just going to have a prayer time. There's people here who would love to pray with you. And I'm going to invite those people forward. But maybe you need prayer and you just need to experience the Word of God come alive in your life. Maybe you've been praying for someone else who you're desperately crying out to God that the Word of God would come alive in their life. But first, maybe the Word of God needs to come alive in your life. I think of all the different all the prophets that as they spoke over the nations, it first came from a conviction that the Lord and an encounter with the Lord had with them. That before Moses delivered the people from Egypt, it was an encounter the Lord had with him at a burning bush.